Welcome to The Short Score, the Team Roping Journal's weekly updates from the team roping world, including from Pro Rodeo, Major Jackpots, USTRC, and World Series of Team Roping Qualifiers, and more, with hosts Chelsea Schaefer
and Caitlin Gustav.
Happy Monday, Caitlin.
Hey, you're back.
I'm back, everybody. I'm back. It was a vacation-ish that we went on, and now I am back and glued to my desk here in the Boulder, Colorado office of the Team Roping Journal.
Back in full force.
Back in full force. In fact, I am so glued to my desk that my husband actually has me a treadmill desk coming because I spend so much time here in the office these days. So, anyway, that's what's going on here in Boulder.
Side note.
Spend a lot of time here. But welcome, everybody. Welcome back to The Short Score. We have so many miles to go in such little time here in The Short Score because there's kind of a lot going on. Before we go much further, our guest today on The Short Score is Todd Blassengame. Colorado's own The Blaster. He just won Rodeo Houston, which we're going to kind of talk about. $50,000 won towards the PRCA's world standings. He had 16,000 won already. He's roped with, I don't know, five or six different partners in the rodeos he's gone to this winter. He's got Brandon Bates for the rest of the year. And essentially, The Blaster is going back to the NFR.
That's sweet.
It's pretty exciting. I know everybody that we were roping with in Colorado, everybody that was kind of the talk of the weekend, was people saying, holy cow, Blaster's going back to the NFR because he's kind of one of our own here in Colorado. So congrats, Blaster. Thanks for joining us. I hope you all enjoy this interview in a little bit. But before we get to that,
news.
So
all
much
the rodeo news and team roping news.
Caitlin, you fill us in. What's going on in the rodeo world?
Well, obviously, Blaster and Kyle Lockett are jumping to number one in the world standings. Unofficial on what their totals are going to be. But Tanner Green and Peyton Bray, they roped at Mercedes, Texas. They won that, adding a little over 2,000 to their earnings. Check out online, there's a story. Peyton Bray is going to be roping with Eric Rogers.
Yeah, so I wonder if Peyton has that official or unofficial, because he is now officially in the race for the Resist All Rookie of the Year. Peyton's been amazing for so long, so.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. And then Manny Egesquiza Jr. and Dustin Searcy, they won Goliad with a 4.9, and they won second at Mercedes behind Green and Bray with a 4.7. They added a little over 3,000 to their earnings, so.
Cool. That's a good one. Yeah, absolutely. Very
good. I mean, there's probably more news, especially all the Rodeo Houston winners banking a lot of money.
A lot of money.
That would be a lot of people to list off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Rodeo Houston, for doing big things for the sport, because it looks like a lot of people want a lot of money there. And I know hadn't counted for a long time. Of course, like we mentioned, this year it counts.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Shootout earnings, I believe, counted. So congrats to everybody that picked up quite a bit there. The World Series, one of our favorite ropings of the year, the Wiley Hicks Jr. Memorial, put on by Matthews Landon Cattle and James Hicks, was in Amarillo this weekend. Looks like they had a great turnout, paid out a lot of money. This was a special fees open. They had super qualifiers. They paid down to a lot of holes. Roy Don McCracken, David Merrill, they won the 10.5 super qualifier. They picked up $19,500 for the team. Matthew Gutierrez and Andrew Lucero, they won the 11.5, won $96.60 a team. Rhett Flint, Cord Johnson, they won the $12,430 for the team. Rody Wilson and Kane Gonzalez, they won the 13.5 for $18.9 for the team. The 14.5 was Marcos Bustamante and Aaron Navarrete. They won $14,770 for the team.
Hey, that Marcos Bustamante, he won the trailer last
year.
He's
a winner.
Yeah. So you guys might want to keep your eye out for that one. He's coming for the trailer again this year.
He's pretty wolfy, for sure. Good job, Marcos. He's just kind of racking up the trinkets and the cash. So that's awesome. I love what they do in Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
Those great ropings. And obviously, Chris and Cade and Oren Matthews put them on. So that's pretty exciting to watch. All the cool stuff that they're doing down there. We had our World Series roping here in Northern Colorado was canceled this weekend.
Yeah. I was like, no, we didn't.
Yeah, no, I know. We did not have it. It was supposed to be at Grand Hills Arena. Mountain States Cattle Company was supposed to put it on. We had a bomb cyclone, which was a lot of fun. Oh,
I did not want to go outside, let me tell you that.
Yeah, the bomb cyclone was pretty brutal. We did have to go outside, unfortunately, because we had critters. But so anyways, shout out to every rancher that worked so hard over the last week to keep their stock alive. I've been thinking about the people in Nebraska. I don't know if you are all following the news, but you should be. The people in Nebraska are suffering. They're struggling. I'm going to put a link to some Red Cross, different financial services that people are raising money to help all the ranchers in Nebraska that are losing crops and stock and everything. It's pretty terrible, all the flooding that's following this bomb cyclone. So everybody in Nebraska, all of our listeners, we're thinking about you, we're praying for you, and we hope that you guys are all making through this storm. All right, and without further ado, we have our interview with Ty Blassingame. Hope you enjoy it. So how was waking up Sunday morning? Like, was that just the coolest feeling ever, realizing that you woke up and you pretty much already had the NFR mode again?
Honestly, I was driving Sunday morning, and I run a tire off my trailer and blew two tires out. it all had time to set in. I don't know if it's all set in yet or not, really.
It's so glamorous being a professional rodeo cowboy / truck driver.
Yeah.
I feel
no more truck driver.
No? Are you retired from driving truck?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't know that. Well, so tell me, what, I feel like we have so much to talk about, so that's why I said we're going to do just a short one, and a short interview, and then a longer interview, because we have a whole bunch. Walk me through your Super Series. How did you get into Houston? How did you and Kyle end up, how did you find out you were roping with Kyle?
It all came from San Angelo, Stan and Jenny, and Kyle won San Angelo, and I won second with Brandon Bates. Well, of course, Stan and Jenny was already in, and then they dropped down to me, and I got a rope with Kyle there. And I had an idea, but I wasn't positive that we was going to rope together until about the week before. And then, that's the way I went down, and pretty exciting to get a rope with him.
Yeah, and the first time you guys have ever roped together, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've never run a steer together as far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Did you know him very well? I mean, obviously,
you
knew who he was.
I've known him for a long time, you know. And I always looked up to him. He's kind of an idol to me growing up and stuff. So yeah. It was awesome to rope with him.
And so how did it click right off the bat? I don't have the Super Series results in front of me where you guys went in right from the get-go.
Yeah, you know, I think we won fourth on the first one or so. I don't remember.
You won four. Okay, I mean, Caitlin is quietly sitting here, and she just handed me. Apparently, she does have all of that.
Yeah, I mean,
so you won fourth, and you were 5'9".
5'9" on the first one, correct?
Yes, you were. Yep.
And then we come back, and we didn't have a real good steer, and we were 7, and it kind of fell apart that night, won third. And then the last night, the money was spread out in our Super Series. Like, everybody kind of won different. I was like, we'll just go at it a little bit. Had a good steer. That steer is actually the steer that we won the rodeo on.
Really?
Yes, our third steer. We 4-9 on him. Mm-hmm. And then we won our Super Series, made it back. And I decided to make a horse change.
Yeah.
Got on Old Faithful.
Was he down there? Did you have him down there?
Yeah, and it's a funny story about that. On a different story, I was going to drop him off to a guy, Jay Tittle, to try. And I wasn't even going to take him down there. And I was driving. I'm like, I'm going to take him just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Only on him. And there we go. And then that day before, I was talking to Riley Miner and about somebody wanting to try him. I'm like, yeah, I'll sell him when I get done here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I decided not to.
That horse has been around forever. You sold him? How many times have you sold him? Just once?
Once, yeah. I guess we raised him. We raised the horse, and my family sold him to my brother-in-law, Gary Grokit. And then I got him back almost several years ago, and I rode him in Southern Cold Orange Camp, and I bought him that, or I won the Dodge Street Finals on him, and then sold him that same year.
Yeah.
And then I got him back last year after I made the American, and then, yeah, so I've had him since then.
And his name's just Black, or does he have a real name?
He has a real name.
Okay, I just always knew him as the Black, your Black Horse. What's his real name?
Yeah, I'm not positive.
Okay, all right.
I can't remember. We just all call him Black or Blackie.
Blackie, yeah, that was what I've always known him as, I guess. So, how do you feel right now? Like, do you feel vindicated about your... Does your roping feel vindicated? You've been kind of in the gutters as far as just hammering it out, beating him up in the circuit, but just kind of struggling.
Well, you know, everything's just been up and down in the horse deal, finding head horses. And, I kind of made a commitment kind of to be done halfway in circuit rodeo a little bit. And I went to like five rodeos or six rodeos this winter.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff just kind of, I won third at Rapid, Trevor Schnaufer, split third and fourth, I think. And then won second at San Angelo. I had a better winter than I've had, and I wasn't really expecting to go much. And then I went down there and roped at that Lone Star Shootout and semifinals of American, and I did not rope very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been home, I've been practicing and getting ready, and then I just worked out at Houston. I love that setup, and everything was good. And we caught all our steers clean.
Did you, like, kick to any of them, or did you...
You know, I didn't really reach that much at all.
No?
I mean, the third one in our Super Series.
Mm-hmm.
And... other than that, I don't feel like I reached a lot. Like the last one, that steer came to me. He's a lot different than when we ran him in the third round of the Super Series.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me right there, and I mean, everybody's seen him. Kyle pulled off an amazing shot,
mm-hmm.
an awesome shot, and I didn't reach hardly at all there.
Are you gonna go at him the rest of the summer? Or are you gonna ease around? I mean, you got to make it to 45 rodeos. What's the
Well, yeah, I mean, that's funny. I mean, I kind of made that decision with Brandon
because
I'm roping with him. And, I mean, he needs to go quite a bit. And I don't know. And part of me wants to go with another part of me wants to get a couple of horses ready. And, I mean, sounds crazy, but prepare for next year a little bit and be ready for the finals.
How crazy does that feel to say, be ready for the finals? We're talking, this is March.
Crazy.
And you can say that already.
I mean, it's crazy. I've always told everybody I'd love to go to the Northwest someday and not be in that position to have to win. I mean, to just be able to go up there and relax. Well, it's March, and I'm like, I don't know. It's awesome. It's a blessing, I mean, in every which way, because, I mean, I love to rope, and I haven't been able to as much as I wanted to. It'll let me do a little bit more of what I've wanted to do, you know, and ride horses and rope and work at it. And in my mind right now, I'm going to train like to the Olympics. I mean, I'm going to try to be in better shape than I ever have and be ready for this fall and December and stuff.
Yeah. Well, what did the girls say? What did your two girls say when you talked to them?
Awesome. They were ecstatic. And Catherine, I mean, she's been through that whole road deal and stuff, and she was overwhelmed. I mean, she's 10 years old, but that's like she's, I don't know, how old, 15, 18. She was really excited.
Was Cashlyn around the last time you made the finals? Probably not.
Yeah, she was. She was. Yeah, she was. She was born, and I think she was 2 years old.
Okay, so she gets to like kind of really enjoy it this year.
Yes. Yeah, and Cody, she's old enough to enjoy it now. I mean, she wasn't in the worst sight then, but
that'll be fun. It's gonna be fun. Congratulations,
you guys.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you soon, Ty.
All right, take care.
Bye. Bye. All right, Caitlin. That's a wrap.
That was fun. I'm glad you're back.
You are?
Yeah, I don't like talking to myself on this.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. I'm glad everybody, I hope you all enjoyed Caitlin because she just nailed it while I was gone. And I'm glad she had my back on that so I could kind of take a little podcast break. This week, we have a super cool episode of The Score coming up. It is with Charles Pogue. We are talking about the one and only Scooter. I'm going to try, it's important for me to try to make these episodes kind of grow as we're doing them and tell you more stories about more great horses, because the kind of the point of this is to document team roping history. The point of this whole podcast is to have a living record, so to speak, of the people, the personalities, and the horses that kind of drive this sport. So I hope you stick around and enjoy on Thursday the release of the episode with Charles Pogue talking about Scooter, his great horse of the year that died a little bit early in his career. So anyway, thank you all. Have a great week and talk to you Thursday.